the AD for the Michigan Wolverines, already set to step down. Usually, if you don't have the backing of your athletic director, or if your athletic director is no longer there, chances are, if you're the coach, you will no longer be there as well. So let's dedicate na 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 hey hey goodbye to Brady Hoke. I had a feeling he's going to be out. And Michigan looking, Michigan looks bad. That's all I can say is Michigan looks bad. There's a few others on that hot seat that if it were me, they need to go. I would just say it flat out right now. Will Muschamp, University of Florida. Hey, it's been a fun ride, but University of Florida is not necessarily known as a defensive school, so you can't bring your defensive strategy to the University of Florida, to the Swamp, and expect to entertain hundreds of thousands of people when you have an offense that cannot do anything. You got to go. I was actually somewhat enlightened when I heard of the dark horse rumor of Steve Spurrier possibly stepping back into the shoes in the Swamp. Now, realistically, I said, hell no, that's not going to happen. But it was kind of cool. It was kind of refreshing to hear about that possibility or lack thereof. Definitely weird. Definitely weird to hear about that. Yeah, Will Muschamp. He's Will Muschamp. He's got to go. It's time. It's time. If we dip into the pro ranks, in my honest opinion, the worst kept secret in the world is Rex Ryan is barely holding on to his seat in New York. I'd be one to tap him on the shoulder and say, "Hey, Rex. Let's face it, bro. Let's face it. Rex Ryan, you are the Norv Turner of defense. You are the Norv Turner of defense. Norv Turner, known as an offensive guru, can do anything and everything he wants on the offensive side of the ball. He's a great coordinator, not a good head coach. Rex Ryan, if you brought him in to run somebody's defense, guaranteed you'd probably have a top-ranked defense. Offense, nothing. The offense, he has absolutely nothing. Not a good coach. Not a good coach. I think to me that's the problem with a lot of these guys. I mean, with a lot of coaches nowadays, you have to know your strengths. And when you know your strengths, you know your deficiencies. And when you know your deficiencies, you can hire to be able to fill that void. Call me stupid, call me crazy, but if I'm Rex Ryan and I first get to New York and I go, I'm a defensive guy, one of the first people I'm looking at, whether he's a head coach somewhere or a coordinator somewhere or not, one of the first people I'm looking at is Norv Turner. Do me a favor, run my offense. Yeah, I know you got some bumps in the road, but you're an excellent coordinator. I'd love to have you on the team as running my offense. I'm looking at Norv Turner. I'm looking at Josh McDaniels. I'm looking at, I'm looking at Chip Kelly and giving him his first NFL job. I'm looking at people that's going to be able to help me with my deficiency. If you want to go back further, let's go back further. Let's talk about Bill Cowher. Let's talk about Bill Cowher and what he did. Bill Cowher is a defensive coach. How did he stay a head coach so long? He had good coordinators. He had good offensive coordinators. One of them you may have heard of. His name is Bruce Arians. That's how these guys stay in for so long. Tony Dungy, one of the more complete coaches out there. But if left to him, he's going to lean to the defensive side. Who did he have as offensive coordinators? Mark Broda, Tom Moore, you know, the guy that, and a couple of other guys, you know, the guy that basically helped Peyton Manning develop into the star that he is. You have to be able to see what you are deficient in. Not making this an interesting parallel. This is far more minute than normal. When I coach, I am a defensive guy. I am somewhat of a defensive guy. I like to study defense, and my number one thing is, how can I stop you? But when I coached this year, I realized I had no offensive coordinator. I had no offensive coordinator. So, and you know me and Pop Warner, you can't hire. You can only take volunteers. So, and the volunteer staff that I had, they didn't know much about offense. I knew a little bit, but not enough to call myself a star. So what did I do? I studied. I gave somebody else the defensive playbook. I had to study offense because I needed it. Situations like this in the pros, that if you don't know what you're deficient in, that's going to spell doom for you. You are done. End of story. Rex Ryan, get out of the way. It's time to go. It's time to bring somebody else in there. Who else would you consider on that time clock? Who else gets that? Man, you got to go. Dennis Allen, Oakland Raiders, got to go. You got to go. It's my personal opinion that you have to start from the top and burn that entire damn thing down and build it again for the Oakland Raiders, but that's just me. You bragged so much about getting rid of dead money and getting rid of guys that did not want to be there. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but Justin Tuck doesn't look happy. I don't know about anybody else, but Lamar Woodley doesn't look happy. Granted, you have the money, but they don't look happy. So what has that turned into? Dead money. It's turned into dead money. MJD does not look happy. It's dead money. Darren McFadden, still there, still injury prone. It's dead money. Take a torch to that place, burn the whole damn thing down, and start over. And start over with getting anybody who, with the last name of Davis, who's related to the late, great Al Davis, get them the hell out of the corner office. And let people know right off the bat, you can no longer call it the commitment to excrement. You can no longer call it the silver and crap. We're rebuilding it. I don't know. Just me. Just my deal. Just my thoughts. Just my opinion. The main thing you got to keep in mind is that I made this show for you so that you can give your opinions as well. I'm giving you the ultimate outlet. I'm giving you the outlet that Colin Cowherd, Jim Rome, and anybody else who's local, national, or famous will not do. Because within 3 minutes of you ringing my phone, I will answer. And your voice will be heard. Let this be your sounding board. Shout out to Grant Doppel. Check out his website, sportsgrumble.com. Shout out to Tank in Atlanta. Make sure you check out Tank and Mace. The Locker Room, Blog Talk Radio. As well as just the fact that he's a fan of my show. I appreciate it, brother. And for all of those who are just now discovering it, thank you. Thank you for tuning in, because if it's not for you, I'm just some schmuck in a room with a mic praying that you hear me. Because you show me every single week that you hear me. I promise to come back next week and do it all over again. Your homework assignment is real simple. Tell a friend and bring 10. That's all it is. I'm Lynn Williams, executive producer for CosmicBroadcasting.com, wishing you peace, love, and giving you the only homework assignment that counts even on a Saturday. Talk sports!